This episode of The Mouse in Our House is brought to you in part by our sponsors, Orlando Stroller Rentals for all of your stroller needs in the Orlando area, Emily Olson, independent Jamberry Nails Consultant for quick, easy, beautiful nails in minutes, and Tanner Scooter Rentals for all of your ECV needs in the Orlando area. Hi there, friends. I'm Monica Pinto.
And I'm Manny Pinto.
And welcome, everyone, to episode 51 of The Mouse in Our House for July 22nd, 2017. This is where we celebrate everything Disney. You know, all the magic, the fun, those special memories. And there's always going to be some stuff that just isn't so magical. But don't you worry. We've got plenty of pixie dust to take care of that for you. Now's when we always invite you to take some time to relax and let's chat Disney from our perspective as always. You know the drill. Grab yourself a nice cup of coffee and a little something sweet and let's get started. Tonight, we have a special guest. Sabrina's back.
Yay, Sabrina's back.
Hi, yeah. Sabrina.
Hi, welcome back to the show.
All right. We are going to take a quick commercial break to hear about our sponsors and we're going to be right back with our topic for today. Friends, we all love our Disney trips and all the memories and experiences to be had, but the one experience you don't want is to have to carry your children through the parks or from the parks all the way back to your resort room. One solution is to rent a stroller in the parks, but what happens once you're done for the day? You'll need to leave that stroller behind, and you could end up carrying your child all the way back to your resort. But what if there's a better solution? There is! Orlando Stroller Rentals provides white glove service that every mom will love. I know this because I've rented from them numerous times, and boy did I love it. After renting in the parks on our first trip to Disney World, nothing made me happier than finding Orlando Stroller Rentals. Why was I so impressed? Well, there's so many reasons, but I'll give you just a few. Each stroller is brought to your resort and is waiting for you upon arrival. At the end of your vacation, the stroller will then be picked up directly from your resort. Does it get any more convenient than that? I don't think so. Each stroller undergoes intensive cleaning and an inspection process, and the strollers are easy to maneuver, easy to fold, and easy to transport. Just ask my husband. The strollers are lightweight but designed to accommodate a higher weight capacity, which makes them functional for older children. They all have reclining seats, making them comfortable for sleeping children, as well as a large sun canopy to protect children from the harsh sun. Nothing ruins a trip faster than sunburn, let me tell you. Make your reservation online today and guarantee your child's comfort at www.orlandostrollerrentals.com. That's www.orlandostrollerrentals.com. Or go to their Facebook page, Orlando Stroller Rentals. Tell them the mouse in our house sent you. Okay, Sabrina, let's make sure we have everything for our trip. Shampoo, check.
Bathing suits, check. Oh no, we forgot to do our nails.
Oh no, you're right, but we fly out tomorrow.
I really wanted my nails to look nice though.
You know, we have just enough time to do our Jamberry nails before bed tonight. Go grab the hairdryer and the wraps.
Which one should we do?
There are so many to choose from, you decide.
Since we're going to Disney, we can do Frozen.
Okay, you can do the Disney kids wraps, the ones with Olaf, and I'll do the ones with my girl Elsa. She's my favorite.
Our nails are gonna look great.
And we can do them quickly before bed. Let's get these done. It's almost your bedtime. Jamberry nail wraps are easy to apply and will last up to 2 weeks on your fingers and up to 4 weeks on your toes. With so many available styles, from their seasonal collection to their simple and classic designs to their international styles, your nails will always look amazing. And you'll love, love, love the Disney collection by Jamberry. Everything from kids wraps to villains to Finding Dory, the princesses, Lion King, and so much more. All you need to do is decide which style you're going to rock, and your nails will be fabulous in minimal time. Don't delay. Contact Emily Olson, independent Jamberry Nails Consultant, today to get started right away. You can reach her at emily.m.olson714@gmail.com. That's emily.m.olson714@gmail.com. And be sure to check out her website at emilyolson.jamberry.com. Friends, one of the things that really stands out to me when I'm at Disney World is all of the groups of multi-generational families that I see. It's so wonderful to see grandparents enjoying their grandchildren experiencing Disney. But sometimes it's not so easy for grandparents to walk all over the world, and so sadly they sometimes miss out on much of the adventure, or even decide they just can't go on the trip. Or what if you get injured right before your Disney trip? Maybe you won't be able to walk, and we all know there's a lot of walking. It's heartbreaking to think of not being able to enjoy a trip you've been planning because of an unexpected injury. Or maybe you struggle with an invisible disability. Thankfully, you can turn to Tanner Scooter Rentals for help. Tanner Scooter Rentals provides personalized, friendly service, and they're the only scooter company in Orlando to provide an on-time delivery guarantee because no one wants to waste precious Disney vacation time waiting on a scooter delivery. And how great is this? Every delivery includes personal scooter operation instruction so you won't have to wonder how to get around. And you won't have to waste any time between delivery and getting to the parks because each scooter is delivered fully charged and ready to go. And here's the best part. Every scooter easily adjusts to your height. All you need to do is ask your delivery specialist for help. And the scooters fold up to fit easily into compact cars, monorails, buses, and boats. So there's nowhere you can't go because you're using a scooter. Plus, keep in mind that each theme park only has so many ECVs available. So by the time you arrive at the park, you might not be able to get one. So why risk it? Make your reservation online today and guarantee that you'll have a clean, safe, and ready-to-go scooter at www.tannerscooterrentals.com. That's www.tannerscooterrentals.com. Or visit their Facebook page at Tanner Scooter Rentals. Tell them the mouse in our house sent you. So, tonight we are going to do something completely different. I thought we would have a little fun tonight. I found this over on Facebook, which had been pinned over on Pinterest. It didn't really reflect whose post it originally was, so not sure who to give the credit to. But tonight, we're going to play a game. We are going to play Never Have I Ever Disney Edition. So friends, grab a piece of paper, grab a pen, play along with us, and then I'm going to ask you to post your score over on the Facebook page when I post the show so we can compare notes and see who is the best Disney expert, okay? So go ahead, grab your pens, grab a piece of paper, and let's get started. So there is a set of 50 items that we are going to question whether we have ever done at Disney World or Disneyland. And I'm sure we're all going to be a little surprised at our scores. So here we go. Number one, never have I ever visited a Disney park. I think the three of us have all visited.
We all have, yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully most of you at home have also had the opportunity to visit a Disney park. Okay, so we're not checking anything yet if you have visited. So remember, we're only checking off the ones that we haven't done. Okay, never have I ever stayed in a Disney resort.
I think we all have.
We all have here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Never have I ever worn Disney clothes to work. Sabrina, you don't work, but you go to school, so we're going to change
it. Yeah, well, that's kind of like management.
So you have worn Disney stuff to school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on my birthday with Descendants.
Well, you wear a lot of Disney shirts to school a number of times. And I have worn my Hidden Mickey scarf to work. And I think, Manny, you've probably worn some golf polos.
Yeah, with Mickey on them. Yep, I wore.
Yeah, mm-hmm. When we were going to my friend Silk's birthday party.
Yeah, you wore that too.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
All right, moving along. Never have I ever ridden all three Magic Kingdom mountains.
I only rode Splash Mountain and what else?
Big Thunder Mountain.
Big Thunder Mountain. Those were pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yes, they were.
So you're missing Space Mountain. And I am missing all three. I have vertigo, so I can't ride them. All right.
That's not funny, sweetie. Come on.
Never have I ever had a Disney-themed party.
I never had one.
My best birthday party was Party for Descendants and Inside Out. I'm saying Descendants because I like it and saying Inside Out because my mom doesn't like it.
Well, I'm going to take this as a blanket the three of us have because it's been thrown in our home. we've paid for it,
mm-hmm.
even though it was technically for Sabrina's birthdays.
Right.
Pretty much all of her birthday parties so far have been Disney themed.
For the last 10 years,
yeah. So
it's Disney themed.
Yep. So we do all the work. We put out all the money.
Yep.
And so I'm going to take it as a collective. We have had Disney themed parties.
Okay.
Never have I ever watched Disney Channel.
We have.
And I know some people might not want to admit it, especially if they're a little older, but you know you have. You know you've snuck in a movie or two. Okay. Never have I ever ate a Mickey ice cream bar.
We've eaten
maybe one or two.
One or two.
In all our trips.
We're not big snack people. Sabrina's probably ate all of them.
Yeah, I remember one time. Remember that one time? The first time we ate it, I think maybe we ate it maybe once or twice, but I know for a fact the first time we had just gotten our Mickey bars over in Fantasyland by Beasts and Belle's little area there.
Uh-huh.
And the sky opened up. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
And we had to run underneath the arches.
Yes.
Those new arches for Beauty and the Beast.
Yep.
And we're standing there trying to finish these Mickey bars while it's pouring on us.
Pouring buckets on our heads.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sort of. We're under the arch, so...
Yeah, but it was kind of coming in sideways.
Yeah.
So, that's our Mickey ice cream bar story.
That was fun.
Yeah. It was a first. All right. Never have I ever bought a Disney movie. Come on now.
I bought a Disney movie.
It was called
Toy Story 3.
You got plenty of Disney movies.
You got plenty. And we need a new...
We need a new shelf.
A new shelf for all the other movies that we got.
All right.
Okay, 10 points.
Okay. Never have I ever rode Toy Story Mania. I have never.
I have Templeton.
Who's Templeton? Okay, so you have with Daddy, right?
That's right.
And I have sat outside and waited for you in the hot, in the heat,
looking for
melting.
Oh, remember when we went on Dinosaur Dad and she was, you know.
She was melting?
Yeah.
Looking for water?
Yeah.
All right, now this one, I don't know. People do, but I would never. Never have I ever played mini golf at Disney. I do not have time to be playing any mini golf at Disney.
Me neither, but I wish we would.
I don't, because first of all, it's way too hot to be out there. At least when we're in the parks, we're in and out of air conditioning.
Oh, you're such a complainer.
So, but no, I'm not taking... These are expensive tickets. I'm not taking time off from these expensive tickets. That's some expensive mini golf, if you think about it.
Mm.
Okay. Never have I ever attended Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Oh, why did I... Oh, you know what? I crossed that out by mistake.
Oh, I need to check that. Because I don't think we ever went.
Yes, we... The Christmas party?
The Christmas party.
Yes, we did.
Oh, okay.
Yep, we were there.
Yeah, it was good.
It was fun, and we went with your cousin Danny and Gabriella and your aunt Sandra, and that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it was cold.
Yeah, Danny was talking like a radio.
Yep.
It wasn't cold.
It was cold.
Maybe you thought it was cold.
I bought a blanket and wrapped it around myself.
It was not cold. It was just you.
No, it was freezing. Okay. Never have I ever ridden the monorail.
No, we rode the monorail.
We rode the monorail. It had hand bars if we were standing, but thank God we were sitting because my feet were killing me.
We rode the monorail
like
several
times.
Like
two knives stabbing me at the bottom of the feet because I did a lot of walking.
Okay.
Which was the next one?
Never have I ever eaten a character meal.
We're always eating character meals,
yes,
right?
Yes, we've had plenty.
Yeah, I had Mickey waffles at the Tusker House.
I love Tusker House. That's my favorite character meal. Because the buffet is really, really good,
man.
And you get the Fab Five.
Yep. And autographs.
Never have I ever attended Hoop-Dee-Doo Review. Nope, never done that.
Nope.
What's that?
It's a show, a dinner show. We have not done that. Okay. Never have I ever worn character ears or hats.
I wore hats.
And ears.
Yeah.
I haven't.
When I was younger, but I don't do anymore. Except when I wear her hat to school.
Wait a minute. That's right. I forgot about that.
That's right. You have a mini
hat. I have a mini hat.
And so do I. Let me cross that off. That adds some points to me.
Oh, man.
No, Dad, you bought one at Coronado Springs.
That's right.
I forgot about that
hat. Remember the Donald? The one that he gets upset because he's golfing and he can't hit the ball?
I forgot you even had that. I haven't seen that.
His line before when he gets that is, oh, fooey.
I can't believe that. I forgot all about that. That's because you usually wear my hat now. Okay, so.
Bingo.
Yep. So, my level is actually getting better. Okay.
Yep, my level is going up there.
Never have I ever played a Disney video game. I have not.
I played a video game at my cousin Andrew Matthew's house.
And you have video games here that are Disney, too.
That's why we all played a video
game. I didn't. Yeah. You do. You
play
a video.
Disney Xfinity, where it's two players and you can choose what characters you want, but it's like a model of characters. You put them on the swing, maybe PlayStation, and the magic, it swirls around when the character pops up. If you press a button on the remote, it does its powers.
Okay. That's right. Never have I ever sang the Pirates theme song.
No, we sang
I
it.
Have. Have you, Sabrina?
No.
Oh, my. How do you not sing, yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me? Don't we sing that in the park when we go?
Yeah, but that's only you, Mom.
That's only me? Okay, fine. That's okay. I'll sing it loud and proud.
Okay. You better not.
Never have I ever visited the Enchanted Tiki Room.
We've plenty of times.
With these, what do you call them? With these totem poles and tikis.
Mm-hmm.
All the birds.
Never have I ever watched the Castle stage show.
No,
I have, regrettably, yes.
I know Sabrina likes to watch the Castle. I know she likes to watch those stage shows. Right, Sabrina?
My feet hurt too much. Just standing in place, just watching a show, it has to be a really good show. Like when Elsa froze the castle at Mickey's Very Very Merry Christmas Party, that was worth it.
You should be thankful that Disney World and Disneyland and Disneyland is existing, because ordinary shows are boring in every other state, but the castle shows are like fantastic, wonderful.
Oh,
awesome.
Wow.
Cool.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Never have I ever watched Citizens of Hollywood. We actually have for a few minutes. They were fantastic.
But
again, we had fast passes to get to, so we didn't stay and watch the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Never have I ever watched a live parade. Yes, we have.
Like the Christmas parade with Goofy on his swing, and he had... And Goofy on the swing was something he rode on the Halloween parade that we watched.
Okay. Never have I ever ridden the Jungle Cruise.
Oh, we rode.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, I have these stickers on the ceiling saying which animals were living in the safari.
No, that's not the safari. This is the Jungle Cruise.
This is the Jungle Cruise, sweetie.
On the boats in Magic Kingdom.
On the boats in Magic Kingdom.
You know who else has ridden the Jungle Cruise?
Who?
The Rock.
Oh.
Woo-hoo.
The Rock.
Dwayne Johnson. You know.
Johnson.
If only I could have been there. Okay. Never have I ever never have I ever seen a pre-1980 live action movie. We have. Yep.
I don't remember.
Swiss Family Robinson. Which you really liked, actually.
That's right.
I don't remember. Maybe I just lost my memory since it was a long time ago.
Yes, maybe. That was a good one, too.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. All right. Never have I ever...
Again.
Huh?
You should watch that again one day.
Yeah, when we have time. It's a long movie. Or feels like a long movie.
It's probably feels like a long movie.
I actually watched that movie when I was a kid. Okay, moving on. Never have I ever seen Disney fireworks show.
Oh, we've seen fireworks galore.
Uh-huh. Can't miss them.
Nope.
Which ones are your favorite, Sabrina?
With fireworks?
Yeah, yeah, which ones are your favorite?
I like the witch's fireworks, and I'm wondering if they have Christmas fireworks. Do they?
Yeah, we saw them when we were there.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the Christmas fireworks. I think they're mostly in gold for the store, and green and red for the...
My favorite was Wishes.
Mm-hmm.
Fantasmic was great. Illuminations was great. Have a feeling Illuminations is going to be replaced sometime soon. But, you know, and Wishes already is replaced. So hopefully I will get the chance to see the new one. And Happily Ever After, I think it's called. And hopefully we'll like that as much as Wishes. Okay, we're halfway there. Never have I ever ridden a Disney bus.
Who doesn't? You have to go to the parks. You have to get on the bus, unless if you're out of park.
Actually,
out of the park.
D23 just announced and have rolled them out as of today, from what I'm seeing on Facebook. It's the minivans. So they are these, I think they're either pink or red, and they have polka dots on them. And they're like these, I want to say Chevy. Whoever does that. What's that test track? Is it Chevy?
Chevy. GM.
Yeah. Yes. So they have these little trucks or mini, I don't think
red
they're minivans.
White polka dots?
Yes. And
like mini dress or something?
Yes. So now instead of Uber, this is their response to Uber. And so there's a flat rate that you pay per ride, and they will take you anywhere on Disney property. So I think people are saying that it's $20 for the ride. And they're employees of Disney, I believe, and they will take you to wherever. So let's say that we're at Coronado Springs or the Wilderness Lodge, and we want to go to
Disney Springs.
Well, I would just catch the bus for that. But let's just say I wanted to go to Animal Kingdom Lodge for dinner. Instead of going through all the craziness
of the buses.
Yes. I would just take one of those to and from. So it would cost us $40 for the night.
Go direct.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So.
Instead of taking a cab, you take that.
Yeah.
And you're done.
Mm-hmm. Or taking an Uber. And these are people that have been checked out and, you know, hired by Disney to do this. So I would prefer that over an Uber, which
over
I don't
Uber,
know
so
who anybody
know.
Is.
Right.
Well, Ubers are almost like taxis.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Except
yes, they are.
You get to share them with other people, kind of like a carpool or a taxi.
Mm. All right. I'm not into Uber, but, you know, I know people
Lyft.
Love it. Yeah.
Or Lyft.
People love it, but I'm just, you know, very cautious about stuff like that. All right. Never have I ever tried a Dole Whip.
Who hasn't tried a Dole Whip?
We finally tried one on our last trip.
I didn't like it too much.
Me neither.
No, why not?
Too much
awesome.
Pineapple.
Could have had two more.
I hate
You did. You had ours. You had what was left of ours.
Give me that.
I hate pineapple.
I'm not a big pineapple person. There was way too much of it. But you know what we're going to try next time, Sabrina?
What?
A citrus swirl.
What's a citrus swirl?
It's like orange, and then I think it has like vanilla soft serve ice cream with the orange.
Mm.
I think that might be more what we might like.
Does it have any fruit in it, like the Dole Whip?
No, orange.
It's orange.
But it's not all orange. I think it has like vanilla soft serve ice cream.
I think
we're going to like that. I think we're going to like that. And Daddy can have his Dole Whip. Okay, never have I ever worn a Disney Halloween costume.
Check.
I have not.
I have.
Sabrina.
Almost all your costumes.
All your
so
Halloween
far.
Costumes were
Disney from the
characters.
Disney store,
yep.
Practically. What Disney costumes have you worn so far?
Mal from Descendants, Mulan, Princess Anna.
Mm-hmm.
You're also Minnie.
She was Minnie.
You're Minnie. You probably don't remember.
What was the first year? What was she the first year?
I think she was Minnie.
Was Minnie her first?
Minnie was her first.
What else have you worn? I know I've bought you many.
Then
she was Mulan.
Mulan. She was Mulan. She was also...
Rapunzel.
Merida.
Rapunzel, Merida, right. With that big red wig. Tiana.
That was funny.
You've been Tiana.
Tinkerbell. Was she ever Tinkerbell?
No.
Cinderella.
You were not Cinderella.
No, not yet. No. You weren't Cinderella, no.
No.
Is that it? I was talking about when I was practically...
No, you were never Cinderella.
No, you were...
No.
You were
but you've been plenty of Disney princesses.
Yep.
Never have I ever put a Disney decoration on my car. I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a Star Wars kind.
Oh, no, sister.
Yeah, Kevin, it's Star Wars.
No.
Star
no.
Wars fan
following. I see on your car, Red Bull something.
No. I don't know whose car you've been getting hinted, but it hasn't been mine. No, I know
hasn't
nobody
been
believes
mine.
That one. I would put, you know, The Rock on if they want me to. No, I have a Disney decoration on my car. It was a couple years ago they had the make your own family decoration that they sent to you for free. So I got one of, you know, me, you, and Daddy, and I taped it to the back of my car. Never have I ever had an adult beverage in Epcot. I have not.
I have.
Sabrina, have you drunk
no.
an adult beverage?
No. Adult beverages are coffee and espressos.
And alcoholic beverages.
Alcoholic beverages.
You should be drinking alcoholic beverages for drugs.
They're not drugs. What? They're not drugs. They're like beer or wine and stuff like that.
Mixed drinks. I had one of those. It's actually pretty good.
Does a sip count?
No, it does not count.
That sip is just a tease.
Okay, here's one that sticks in my craw. Never have I ever attended Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Unfortunately, no, I have not. We were supposed to go on our last trip, and then they decided to start it after we came back. Originally, they were going to start it while we were there.
Mm-hmm.
So, one day. One day.
One of these days.
One of these days I'm going to have to... We'll have to fly down for like...
A week.
A weekend. Because she's got school. School really gets in the way.
Leave Friday, come back Sunday night.
All that money just for like 2 days. All right.
Well, this way you can get this all checked off that you went to see.
Or I can leave you guys home and just go on my own.
There you go.
No!
Mommy can send us back live video.
Yeah.
She can Skype.
It's all for work for the podcast. Never have I ever watched the Disney parade on Christmas single year.
But we watch it at home because we can't make it at Disney.
Yeah, we watch it at home on Christmas.
Right. On Christmas Day after
Although,
we open the presents.
I haven't been too happy with the last couple of ones, but you know, hopefully they will I don't know if I can actually say this because last year's didn't look like too much of a parade. It seemed more like a commercial and a concert. Okay. Never have I ever taken a Kilimanjaro safari.
We've been
every time, right?
Sorry.
Every year.
I don't remember that.
That's the safari.
After
our Tusker House breakfast.
Oh.
Yep. Which one is your favorite animal to see?
What giraffe?
The giraffe.
You like the giraffe, huh?
Yeah.
Which one is yours?
I like when the hippos are in the water.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and they're so close. Then sometimes when the rhino is out.
Yeah. Those hippos are dangerous. Yeah. I like the elephants.
And then the best is when you see the lion up on a rock.
Mm.
It's like he's looking at his kingdom.
Cooling himself with the hidden air conditioning.
Yeah.
He's smart.
In the shade.
They have hidden air conditioning.
Yep. That's why he's always up there, because it's nice and cool. It's blowing out on him when it's hot, on a hot day.
Yeah, okay.
I like the elephants myself.
I don't know, man. Those things charge at you? Forget it.
Why do you like the elephants?
Tranquilizer gun.
Yeah, tranquilizer gun. Yeah, okay.
Okay, never have I ever visited a Disney water park.
We have not.
I have.
Oh, you went to
in the past.
In the past,
I have been to Typhoon Lagoon.
I haven't.
Yeah, I went to Typhoon Lagoon. It was okay. You know, Lazy River and such. But to be honest with you, I am not taking time out of my precious Disney Parks time to go to a water park. I will just go in the pool at the resort. Pools are nicely themed.
Well, actually, that's a water park.
The pools are nicely themed.
Yep. Especially Coronado.
Yeah, I mean, they all are.
That's cool. And I like the one at Wilderness Lodge, too.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice.
So, I mean, you know. All right. Never have I ever taken a Disney cruise.
That's true.
We haven't.
We haven't.
I wonder what it's like.
You go on the boat, and you go traveling. And you go to an island.
I don't know.
Mickey's Island.
Maybe one day. Everybody says it's awesome, so maybe one day. Never have I ever taken a photo with a character.
Sabrina is
always
taking.
Have you ever taken a photo with a character?
Time.
Yes.
Who?
At Tusken House with Donald and Mickey.
You took a picture? You're in the picture? I haven't seen a picture of you with a character. Oh, yes, you did outside with Donald.
Yes.
You're right. I forgot about outside
right.
Donald.
And I think I have one with Mickey and Sabrina
maybe?
As well.
Okay. Oh, yes, we did take one that
yes,
with Mickey.
We're together.
Yes. You know what my favorite character picture is?
What?
Well, it's not Dwayne Johnson because he's not
he's not there taking
the
photos.
The Rock is not taking photographs. No, although he was when he jumped into the Jungle Cruise boat, which I was not there for.
Somebody took a photo of him accidentally.
Which I was not there for. But my favorite was the picture I got with Gaston.
Oh.
There you go.
Big white.
And our next trip, I'm going to put on the ears. I'm going to buy myself a pair of ears. And I'm going to buy myself an autograph book. And grab a pen.
And a big pin.
You better believe it. And I'm going to be taking my own character pictures.
See? Mommy does that when you and I, Sabrina, will go on the rides.
No, you have to take the picture for me. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? We didn't have photographers for that.
No.
We are taking pictures for
take
you.
Take a selfie stick.
Oh, no. You can't. No selfie sticks allowed. No, all these years I've been, you know, getting her prepped and ready and taking pictures. Now I need pictures of myself with the characters. All for the podcast.
Hey, guys, remember Dad has a selfie stick he got for one Christmas?
Yeah, but he can't use it in the parks.
He can't use it in the parks, though.
Because people were crazy with them. So now, this is why we can't have nice things. All right. Never have I ever attended Epcot Food and Wine Festival. Sadly, no.
We have not.
Sabrina, you haven't attended, have you?
Food and Vino.
No. And I'm not an adult yet.
Sadly, I was not there the day that the guy decided to climb the Mexico pyramid at the pavilion there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Yeah, some guy got so drunk that he climbed up the pyramid.
All the way to the top?
Yeah.
All the way to the top.
Wow.
All right. Never have I ever ridden the Walt Disney Railroad. Of course we have.
Yes, we have.
Absolutely. Never have I ever dined in a Disney resort.
We have.
Absolutely. Plenty, right, Sabrina?
Mm-hmm. And delicious, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, this one. I mean, come on. Never have I ever bought something at the Emporium. Are you kidding me?
Nobody's going to check that off.
Nobody's going to check that
Everybody's
off.
Everybody's bought stuff from the Emporium.
Okay, can I just say, if it rains and you're on Main Street, where are you going? You're going
to the
Emporium. You can't even move. You can't even move in there.
You're going to buy something
during a rainstorm. Of course. We've bought plenty. Usually the autograph books. All right. Never have I ever played Disney songs on our device.
Yeah. We have.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, there was a time there that every time we got in the car, Sabrina would ask us to put on the Descendants CD. Many a times we had to listen to the Sophia the First CD, and by the end of it, I knew all the words.
Oh,
God. And what was the other one?
Oh
Tangled.
Tangled.
What else?
There was a couple more.
There's a couple more CDs that now I don't even know where they are. We have to find them. I'm kind of missing the Sophia the First and the Tangled CDs.
They're babyish.
Well, that's too bad. I want to sing Blue Ribbon Bunny from Sophia the First.
Oh. That was like the most played.
Oh my
Blue
gosh.
Blue Ribbon Bunny.
And she would make me, it would finish and she would make me rewind it over again. And yep. finish and rewind it over
I
again.
I did not do
Yes,
that.
You did. Oh my goodness. And remember when she would sing along with Sophia and there was like a little thing with her voice that she would do? Oh my gosh. And now she likes Rotten to the Core, to the Core, to the Core.
I think she's going to be getting that, losing that face soon.
Nah. All right. Hello, people, if anybody knows us. Never have I ever ridden the Haunted Mansion. Hello. Yeah. Multiple times.
I think we wore those, that ride out.
Now Multiple let's times take a trip. Break from the Haunted Mansion next time we go.
Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. That's not happening.
That would be the first ride that mommy wants to go on.
Uh-huh.
Maybe All she'll right. find the rock somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
If you have this
Oh my gosh, you know they keep...
You can turn over a rock in the cemetery.
They keep saying they're going to redo the Haunted Mansion movie. I nominate him to play...
As play who?
Whatever.
What if The Rock was the president of the United States of America?
Well, they say he is going to run. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they keep saying they're going to redo the Haunted Mansion movie. I think he'd be perfect in any role as long as he got to use those, flex those muscles. Okay, never have I ever taken a Disney riverboat ride. We have not. We have not done that.
No?
No, the riverboat. We've never gotten on the riverboat. Gone to Tom Sawyer's Island or around...
Yeah, Tom Sawyer's Island. Haven't we gotten on the boat to...
That's not the riverboat. Oh.
Okay.
We've never done that. There's another thing. Okay.
Oh, I got it.
Never have I ever eaten a kitchen sink sundae. How is that score going? Oh. We have never eaten the kitchen sink sundae.
But I'm still within the parameters.
What's that?
It's this... Okay, so you go to the Contemporary... And I think it's Beaches and Cream restaurant. And you ask for the kitchen sink. And it's like a kitchen sink with the faucet in it. And it's filled with every single ice cream flavor that they have.
Wow.
And it's huge.
That thing is like... I know she would eat one by herself.
No, she would not. It's way too much.
She would be so ice creamed out. It wouldn't be funny.
I would have of those... gotten a tummy.
Oh my! Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, after like maybe half of it.
And there's like vanilla and chocolate and coffee and like all the different flavors.
Kind of flavors.
Yeah. So I don't think we would enjoy
that.
Like
a family of eight. Just to finish that off.
That is way too much. But they do now have the Mickey Pants ice cream, which is much, much smaller, and it's kind of like the smaller version, I guess, of that. So maybe we can try that. And I don't think you have to go all the way to the Contemporary for the Mickey Pants. I think that you can get it on Main Street. Mm. All right. Never have I ever visited all 11 Epcot countries.
I think we did them all.
Absolutely. We might not have spent too much time in some of them. But we
walked by. But we went in.
There's a picture of each of them.
Remember we finally went to Morocco and seen everything?
Oh, Morocco is awesome.
Yeah.
I have to say. Never have I ever dined at Cinderella's Royal Table.
Yep. Check that off.
We never have. I don't know if we ever will. You know. Oh, well. It's very expensive. And very tough to get for anybody that's trying to get that. You know what I'm talking about. All right. Never have I ever visited downtown Disney Springs.
We have. Yeah. We ate at T-Rex.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, with the meteor shower.
Meteor shower.
And you waited for a piece of salmon.
I did wait like an hour for a piece of salmon and some white sticky rice.
Maybe Beerus came into the kitchen and convinced the chef to eat it.
Yeah. I don't know. Downtown Disney Springs just right now seems to me like it's just an outdoor mall. You know.
Shopping.
I don't know.
It's like shopping, you know.
I don't know. I think it's becoming less and less Disney-fied. So
it's nice to hang out there and just take in what you know, the view and stuff like that.
You know what? For us, its time out of our regular Disney stuff. So I don't know. I don't know. I would have to really find the time. If we're on a shorter trip, I don't know. I don't know that I would hit it up every single time. It really isn't holding much for me right now. What was I going to say? Oh, never have I ever ridden the Dumbo ride.
We've ridden that.
I have not. Oh, my gosh. How did I not?
Uh-oh. The escort keeps going up.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you got now?
I don't know. So, no, I have never ridden the Dumbo ride.
Dumbo drive.
Maybe I did on my first trip. I don't remember it, though. Okay.
I've ridden it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Never have I ever stayed until park closing. We've done
that. Stayed that after park closing.
Yes, and we've actually stayed for the Kiska night.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. It's nice to stay for park closing because after everybody leaves, it feels like you almost own Main Street. It's dark. You don't get the same, you know, scenario as in the daytime, but it's nice.
All the hustle and bustle.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
All right. I hope if you visited the parks that you have done this, because if you haven't, I don't know what's going on there.
Gotta do it.
Never have I ever taken a photo with the castle. Come on.
We all have. As soon as you go to Main Street, boom. The castle's right there. Photographer's right there.
Can you everybody take a photo? Everybody that's gone into the park has you got to have. And I'll tell you what. Most people not only take the picture in front of the castle, in the castle, behind the castle, they take pictures of the castle. If you're like, I'll be sitting there waiting for them to get off a ride, and I'll look over, and if there's like any part of that castle visible, I will be taking a picture from that side of wherever I am, because the castle is just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
So now that was it. That was the last one. So let me see what my score is. 4. 13.
That's what I have. I have 13.
What do you have, Sabrina?
How many do you have,
13.
Sabrina?
13.
Wow.
Wow.
We all got the same number.
So if you have scored 1 through 8, you are at Walt level. So you are a true Disney legend.
I wanted to be back.
You better have some more experiences then. If you're 9 through 20, if your score is 9 through 20, you are at Mickey level. You sure know your way around. So that's us.
That's us.
If you're at 21 through 30, you're at Donald level. You still have plenty to do.
Ah, fooey.
31 through 40, you're at Goofy level.
Oh. Uh-huh.
You're off to a good start. And if you're at 41 to 50, you are at Pete level.
Yeah, what are you waiting for? Yeah. Get going.
Get going. So we are at Mickey level. And cool. Let's see if our next trip we can get more into the Walt level.
That'd be nice.
Yep.
So we got to do one more mountain for Sabrina and I.
We got to play mini golf. That's not going to happen. Got to attend Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. I want to. Adult beverage. I'm going to go get drunk at Epcot. It won't take much.
What? I'm looking at this again.
Yeah, let's hope you don't climb to the top of the pyramid. Have a Disney theme party.
I told you we all did.
In the world
but I haven't checked off.
Oh.
So that means my score drops down to 12.
Mom, let's hope you don't get drunk and climb up to the top of the pyramid.
So my score is 12.
I may get drunk and climb up the pyramid, yes.
So my score is 12 and you guys
still
have
13? You're still in the same vicinity,
I know.
Though.
I know.
What else? We got to take a Disney cruise.
Yeah, that's definitely.
We got to eat a kitchen
and,
sink.
And we got to go to just a Disney water park.
Yeah.
Go down a water slide or something.
I wonder what would happen if you did everything on the list here.
Well, we would be a Disney legend.
Hey, Mom, here's a surprise. One time in the bathroom, I saw a magazine cover with The Rock on it saying, "Sexiest Man Alive."
Yeah, he is the sexiest man alive. He's people's sexiest man alive. All right. So, Sabrina has been patiently waiting for this entire show to be over. So, she had something to share with us, a little joke. So if you would just indulge her for a little bit. Go ahead, Sabrina. Tell us your Disney joke.
Three tourists were driving to Disneyland. They saw a sign saying Disneyland left, so they all went home.
Oh. What dummies.
What idiots.
Mm-hmm. All right. You'll have to see if there's any more Disney jokes for next time, okay?
That was good. I like that.
All right. Okay, so... friends, thank you so much for spending some time with us tonight. Don't forget, once the show comes out, play along with our game and let us know if you scored higher than us. And if you're a Pete level, which means that you are 41 to 50 for your score, we need to know about this.
Yeah, all they're right? Cool.
Wow, that means they haven't done any of this.
Yeah, so post on our Facebook page where we will post the show. And I want you to post there what your scores are. Okay, let's have some fun with this. Let's get some conversation flowing over on Facebook. Let's see what levels we're at and how we can fix this. All right, please make sure to check out all of our sponsors, Orlando Stroller Rentals at www.orlandostrollerrentals.com. Their Facebook page is Orlando Stroller Rentals. Emily Olson, independent Jamberry Nails Consultant. Her email is emily.m.olson714@gmail.com. She also has her website, emilyolson.jamberry.com. And she has her Facebook page, Emily Olson-Jamberry Nails Independent Consultant. And of course, we have Tanner Scooter Rentals. Their email is, their page is www.tannerscooterrentals.com. Or you can visit their Facebook page at Tanner Scooter Rentals. And don't forget, help us to make the show easier to find by going over to iTunes to rate and review the show. We really, really, really need you guys to do that for us. It really helps us to be more visible when people are looking for the show. And how about giving our Facebook page some love? Manny, you want to tell us?
You can find us at facebook.com/ The Mouse in Our House. And you're also able to find us on Twitter at Mouse in Our House.
And of course, you can always drop us a line at themouseinourhouse@yahoo.com. And if you're shopping on Amazon, please go over to the website, click on the Amazon banner at the top of the page, and go ahead and do your shopping. There's really no extra cost, but it does help to promote and support the website. And if you're planning a trip to Walt Disney World or anywhere else for that matter, make sure you contact us and let us steer you in the right direction at absolutely no cost. And don't forget, go over and check out the Theme Park Brothers YouTube channel. We pop up from time to time, especially on the Coronado construction updates. And let's see, I think we've taken care of all of our mousekeeping. So friends, please join us every other Saturday for everything Disney from our perspective here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. You can download and subscribe to the show over on iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic every other Saturday. And until next time, don't forget to keep the mouse in your house. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.